San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg considers himself a neighbor above anything else.
While we might live on the other side of the street or in some cases the other side of the city, we're all working together to move this great city forward. And I am first and foremost a neighbor who wants my community to thrive.
On a Sunday morning, he's block walking the streets of the Hot Wells neighborhood on the southeast side. He's going to specific houses and some random ones.
Yes, this is a campaign season. Yes, we're asking for support and for votes, but we also want to hear from people about how we can improve the neighborhood.
He's on Monticello Court. It's a street without sidewalks, and there are fenced-in houses, many with small and large dogs eyeing whoever walks by. He stops at the house of Jeremiah Henley, who's mowing his lawn. He doesn't see us at first, so Nirenberg waves to him.
Mr. Henley?
He stops the mower and walks over.
How you doing? I was just leaving you a note that your yard looks great.
Oh, thank you.
They start talking about road improvements in the area. It's a brief conversation. Nirenberg stops at about a dozen other houses in Hot Wells. Most don't answer, so he leaves a door hanger. He moves on to Misa Concepcion. A mariachi mass is being held inside the church. We're here because I asked him to take me someplace that he feels represents San Antonio.
San Antonio obviously was founded through the missions, and the fact that today they are not only cared for as World Heritage Sites and one of the places that makes San Antonio a unique city in the world, they're also living, breathing, vibrant centers of our faith community is a great statement about our city.
Nirenberg is 42, and he was born in Boston.
I became a Texan when I was 3, went to high school in Austin.
He attended Trinity University, where he fell for San Antonio. He met his wife Erica in grad school in Pennsylvania, and they have a son named Jonah. They owned a market research company together. Nirenberg also owned a fitness consulting company. He's worked for Trinity's jazz radio station, KRTU. Prior to that, he worked at the Annenberg Public Policy Center, where his love for public service started.
But it certainly gave me an itch that I wouldn't realize needed to be scratched until I actually got into, you know, local government.
Nirenberg entered politics in 2013, when he won the District 8 seat on the San Antonio City Council. He challenged then-Mayor Ivy Taylor in 2017. He won.
It was never a goal of mine to enter politics. In some ways, I try to stay away from the political side and just focus on the service of this job.
Nirenberg has started at least 3 major projects in his first term. Connect SA, his transportation plan, the Housing Policy Task Force, which resulted in the city's multi-million-dollar long-term housing plan, and an equity budget, where money is distributed to council districts that have historically been underserved.
I'm very proud of the fact that for the first time in a generation, forgotten parts of our community are finally getting the respect and the dignity that they deserve.
Nirenberg's first 2 years were not free of criticism. He campaigned against city charter amendments, which were initiated by the fire union and promoted by his leading mayoral opponent, Greg Brockhaus. 2 out of the 3 passed. He's also received the ire of the business and hospitality communities over decisions to forego bids on Amazon and the Republican National Convention. Still, he says there are positive impacts under this council, some that can be felt now and others that can be seen over the horizon.
This administration, this council, has made serious, important changes that are delivering quality of life, economic momentum, public safety to our community. And we've just gotten started. We're on the right track. Let's continue to build on the foundation.
He says he's nowhere close to being done with improving the unique city that he loves. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.